New opportunities every single day. It's amazing what the president has been able to do through executive orders. One in particular that we're really excited about just happened. It's called the two-for-one deal. Basically, any federal agency that wants to move forward with a rule or a regulation is going to have to propose two existing regulations to be rescinded. That is a great move for all of us in agriculture who have been complaining about overregulation for so long, and he did that by executive order. So I think if he continues on a pathway like that, we're going to have a good time to really make some headway here under the Trump administration.
There are a variety of issues NCBA would like to see addressed this year, ranging from the death tax, EPA regulations, even the farm bill. And Woodall feels this administration will be good to work with on all of those.
What we've already seen, they definitely have agriculture in mind, and with former governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue, being nominated as Secretary of Agriculture, I think that's definitely a good sign that this administration wanted to put somebody in there who knew what they were talking about when it comes to agriculture, which Mr. Perdue has that. And the fact that he's a veterinarian, I think, bodes very well for those of us in animal agriculture because he knows which end of the animal does what. So we're excited about the prospects.
And he says they are also pleased with Scott Pruitt as Trump's pick to head the EPA.
We couldn't ask for a better person to head up the EPA. And the reason why is he spent a career pushing back on the overburdensome regulations coming out of EPA. He's also been an advocate for true science to really direct the agency in their action. So if we could get science back into the discussion on EPA regulation, that would be a huge victory. But we also know that a priority of his and a priority of the president, he's called it out by name, is to roll back the Waters United States rule. If we could do that, that would be just a huge burden lifted off of agriculture, and we could all take a bit of a sigh of relief.